Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Alex, would you mind just starting at the beginning and reading the Declaration of Educational Independence to us?
Thank you, Yvette. Honored to be here and honored to be able to read this. So we start off with a little introduction, which we will skip now, but the declaration itself begins with, we the undersigned, endowed by nature and nature's God with certain inalienable rights, do declare that the authority to direct the education of citizens rests with family government and not with civil government. We affirm and declare that a flourishing society is built upon families that are free to exercise those rights in order to fulfill their obligations and responsibilities to future generations, and further declare that education, which is simply the soul of a society as it passes from one generation to the other, is the natural and proper jurisdiction of family government and not of civil government, that the bond between man and woman is so sacred and its effects on their sons and daughters so incalculable that all institutions are obliged to respect, defend, and maintain that bond. That all forms of government, self, family, church, and civil, are ordained by God to preserve the life, liberty, and property of its members in accordance with the laws of nature. Further, to reverse the civil government's usurpation of the proper functions of family government, we declare that both elected officials and unelected bureaucracies must act in accordance with the natural and constitutional limitations that circumscribe the powers of civil government. Civil governments must make no laws restricting the free exercise of each family to associate for educational purposes through policy, enforcement, or funding, and any such laws or regulations must be removed. Therefore, to restore education to the proper jurisdiction of family government, we propose that citizens recognize their role as members of families and secure and maintain the natural obligations of such, including all of the costs and consequences of educational choices. That family members, with the assistance of voluntary mutual aid societies, support private entities that offer the public a variety of educational resources, services, and scholarships. We, the undersigned, in the name of life, liberty, and the responsibilities inherent to the pursuit of happiness, solemnly publish and declare that the establishment of education is reserved for family government, its members, and voluntary associations. For this declaration, we pledge our support with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. And that's it. Short and sweet.
I love it. I love that last line. For this declaration, we pledge our support with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. And that's really what it's all about, right? I mean, God has given us a great responsibility and jurisdiction as a family. Lee, I want to ask you, and welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad that you're with me as well. Where did this come from? I mean, how in the world did this even come about? Whose idea was it? Kind of walk us through the process that's gone into this. How long has it taken to get to this point?
Yeah, so basically what happened is over the last 24 years, I've been a freedom maximalist since I was 12, but over the last 24 years, I started to realize that most people weren't. And as I saw more and more government encroachment occurring on my family and my businesses, and you know, I bit my tongue for quite a while, because even though I was always personally against public education, I knew the majority of people I loved and worked with all, you know, embraced public education. But during COVID, with the mess that occurred first before with the Me Too movement, then afterwards with all the shutdowns and the various stuff, just the silliness that went with it, I felt repentant, like I should have said something a lot sooner than I did. And so I began talking to folks like Alex and people that I knew were like-minded, and trying to figure out what we could do to work together. And we belonged to a group called the Christian Education Initiative, which was already working on trying to get organizations to promote Christian education. But something funny happened. Before COVID, you know, three of us were considered odd. Then all of a sudden we were superstars. And then everybody wanted to bring classical education, not Christian education, but classical education to all the school systems. And people who were not like-minded with us were coming to me that used to be, you know, I wouldn't say opponents, but they definitely weren't in agreement with us, and saying, all right, what in the world is it you've been doing? Please explain it to us. And I had a number of people in high political office come to me and discuss this. And when I would explain what we were doing, you know, and I would say, why are you supporting all this new socialism through vouchers and ESAs and all the funding and these private-public partnerships? I don't understand how you say you're a free marketer and you're against universal basic income, but you're for universal public education? That didn't make any sense to me. And I want to clarify that. I actually am for universal public education. I'm not in favor of universal public schools. I think that's a horrible way of going about educating people. But meanwhile, so what was happening is these legislators and people I was talking to were saying to me, I have never heard any of this before. I thought either you paid a lot of money to go to private school, you were in public school, or you had to do everything by yourself as a homeschooler. And I was like, no, there's thousands of options. And they began to want to know more. So I called Alec and a few other friends and said, could we get together and kind of write a statement. And a few people wanted us to write public policy statements. A few of us wanted to write bullet points. But I wanted first, as a classicalist, to write a declaration, to first say where the presuppositions all come from and why we believe what we believe. And so that's where the declaration came from.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.